I am so sick of this debate, so suppose we all just pretend we believe in global warming. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. And here's why I say that. Number one, we're going to be in Iraq a long time, even if America elects a Democrat such as this person.
We will begin to withdraw our troops, but it has to be done, as I said, in a responsible, careful manner.
See, she didn't say withdraw. She said begin to withdraw. So we're in Iraq for a while. The question is not, can we get out of Iraq? The question is, how do we prevent the next oil-based war?
It has nothing to do with oil. Literally nothing to do with
Yes, I know. But Alan Greenspan, former Fed chairman, said in his book it was about the oil. He didn't say it to criticize the Bush administration. He said it approvingly because he felt Saddam was going to push oil to $100 a barrel, and that was reason enough to kick him out. Which leads us to the bottom line. We're stuck in one oil war. We don't need another because they're expensive. The price of the Iraq war is obvious, but besides that, did you know we spend an estimated one-third of the defense budget to protect oil supplies? So even if you don't believe in global warming, even if you're spending all day posting hurtful comments to liberal blogs under the screen name Let Greenland Melt, behave as if you believed. Use a clothesline, drive a jelly bean car, wear a disguise if you have to. Just consider it, because if we could cut just the oil portion of the defense budget in half, for a family of four, that's like an annual refund of $1,300. Plus, all the scolding by enviros would stop. And if Greenland manages not to melt, you know, what could it hurt? Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.